This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Surprise! Your shot to enjoy All Hallows Eve at the Winchester Mystery House. Go to RadioAlice.com for your shot at winning the ultimate Winchester Mystery House experience. 6 tour tickets, 6 merch packs, and up to $100 in Uber credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is taking compassion to a whole new level by sponsoring Compassion Week, October 11th through the 17th, with in-person and take-home volunteer opportunities around the Bay Area. Register at CompassionWeekLosAltos.org. All right, here's what's happening. Cooler nights are here, everyone.
Yay.
It's getting chilly.
It is crisp.
40-something degrees when I walked out the door this morning, and I liked it.
Yeah. Mm. It's not bad.
Anyway,
it's good sleeping weather.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What you hit the?
Yeah, the thermostat this morning, like at 2 a.m, I turned it on. Anita's like, "What's going on? What is that sound?" I'm like, I turned the heater on. It's freezing.
What was the temperature in your house?
I don't know. I didn't even look. I just remember it was freezing. It was probably like lower than 50.
Lower than 50 in your house?
I don't know.
It was like 69.
I'm just throwing,
64 degrees.
I bet it was like 67.
Yeah. I'm throwing out a number. Out it felt 50. Like it was a freezer in there.
Good Lord. It was 50 outside, not 50 inside. Anyway, colder nights are here. Highs today in the 60s. It doesn't mean we won't have warm days again, but we're back to that, like, the fall cool nights.
That's nice.
It's good. Great, it's good. Actually.
Yeah.
So I did all my homework. I rushed through everything I needed to get done. That's Survivor.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know. So I could be ready and seated for the Giants game last night. And, man, they jumped on us and never got off.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ah!
That's too bad.
So the Giants lost last night, 2-7. The series is tied up, so it comes down to a one-game win. At least it's a home game for us, though, so that's what that one-game lead in our division gave us. The final game of this series is in San Francisco tomorrow night. Go Giants!
Let's go Giants.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, so the story I was reading when you guys caught me when that song ended.
Oh, fudge. Oh, for crying out loud.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
You know, I don't know about you when you were growing up. When I was coming up let's call it high school, okay?
Okay.
There were a few parents that were the cool parents.
Yeah.
And they would get a keg.
Oh.
And let all the kids
cool
come over.
Parents,
yeah, they, I mean,
I
we would be like.
So not the cool parents. Actually, turns out the bad parents.
Well, I mean, honestly, even then you could have seen what was coming, which is any of these kids get in trouble and the grown-up's going to be so busted.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That never ended up being the case, at least that I know of, when I was young. But it's.
They've made the news, though, before, Vin.
Yes, no, and that's the South Bay woman. This is a story out of Los Gatos.
Uh-oh.
Or Las Gatos, or however you want to say it.
Las Gatos.
The South Bay woman's been charged with hosting a series of illegal parties for her son and his friends. at which investigators say she supplied alcohol, pushed them to binge drink, and manipulated them into having sex with intoxicated teenage girls.
Oh, my God.
What? So that goes beyond anything that I witnessed as a young man. Supplying the keg is where it ended, as far as I know. But, of course, you know, I was so in love with beer that I never left the keg's side. Maybe other things were happening elsewhere in the house, but I wouldn't have known that.
Right.
Anyway, this lady, Shannon Brugge, also known as Shannon O'Connor, apparently she has another house in Idaho, so she'd split town to not face these charges she's now up against.
Oh.
She's looking at 39 criminal charges, 12 felony counts. And it goes so beyond, obviously, the buying the supplying the keg based on what I just read to you.
Yeah.
And there's more details. But she was really she's 47, by the way.
Old enough to know better.
But they say she was obsessed with using text messages and Snapchat to organize these secret booze-filled parties.
Jesus.
I don't know if the kids, I know we were very appreciative, you know. Oh, Mr. Mac, thank you so much for the keg. You're a really nice guy.
That's fine, kids. Here's your keys. Get out.
You know? So maybe that's what this, I don't know what.
Just like a need to be liked?
I don't know.
By teenagers?
But ultimately, the kids came forward. And the parents of the kids are obviously
pissed.
Distraught.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. I mean, in the case where a grown-up was getting everyone ripped and encouraging them to do each other, goes far beyond just throwing a party.
Right.
But anyway, she's in big trouble and is waiting extradition back to the Bay Area. But
wow.
I saw this front page news on the in the Merc, and I just thought, God, I don't know. Obviously, there's more going on with this lady than but you just can't be the good parent or the cool parent anymore. And that's not even cool, but you know what I mean? It's like, you can't do that for your kids.
And everybody knows you can't do that for your kids.
I mean,
you
that
just
is,
can't. That's the whole. We've seen it happen to enough people, and don't even want to. Like, I don't. Listen, I'm a terrible parent, and even I knew you don't buy the kids a keg, and be like, "Yeah, come on over and bring those underage girls with you."
Yeah.
I mean, what the actual? Come on.
Man. I don't.
Is that just like a sick need to be loved? Like, what is that?
Something.
I'm the cool mom. I'm the cool. Isn't that the? It's mm-hmm. Patricia. She's the cool mom.
It's Patricia.
You're not the cool mom. You cooked your kid.
Oh, because she let her kid tan, right?
Yeah.
I cooked her. Yikes.
I am cool. I'm the cool one.
Okay, whatever you say. Spain. I've never been. Have you?
No. I'd love to go to Spain.
I would too.
Mm.
Spain is planning to offer young people in American dollars $289 a month to incentivize them to move out of their parents' house and rent an apartment, please. People between, I don't know, is rent that cheap there? Because $289 ain't going to get a place anywhere around here.
No, you can't even get a closet somewhere, but you can barely afford a storage space for $289 a month. I mean,
people aged between 18 and 35 years old earning less than, and they put an amount out there, it's low, would be eligible for the rental bonus, they're calling it. It's a budgetary proposal.
Huh.
So it hasn't been approved yet, but they are trying to get kids to move out. Move, please leave your parents' home.
Is there a bunch of open rental?
That's probably
property?
The case, but they're also saying that
too many people are spending their whole lives at mom's house?
They're staying at their parents' house on average until they're at least 30.
Wow.
So, and this is in Spain, and they say that's way above even the rest of the European Union. So they're sort of noticing in Spain specifically, kids aren't leaving.
Huh.
And they're trying to push them out the door.
You know, I remember wanting to leave. I wanted to go off and have my own life. But I like having my kids at my house. And as long as they're contributing members of the household, it works for me. You know, no one's living in the basement playing video games. We don't have a basement. So they play video games on the couch. So it's,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's funny. how I don't
say it.
Why spend your money on rent when you can live here for free?
I don't know.
So why, you know, if they're happy and mom makes good paella at night and they give her a portion of their paycheck to pay for the internet or whatever, I don't know. In Asian families, multi-generations all live together. In fact,
it's very common.
The mother is going to be bringing her parents with her into the marriage. And it's a helpful way to support a whole family. And then you've got caregivers for children and
caregivers for the elder.
Sure.
It's not how I grew up.
No, me either.
So I have to say that, for me, it's very different. I've told you the story. It sounds like a joke, but I got luggage for my graduation from high school. Here's your luggage. Have a good
one. We've had enough of you.
So that is, it's just very different.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to move out because I wanted to be able to do what I wanted to do without having to, run that by mom and dad. Is it all right if I, sneak? So-and-so past your door and up into my room.
My house, my rules.
I have adult needs and I'm, even though I'm in your house, I do need to.
Yeah.
Bone.
Hump away on a.
I'm humping away most every
Wednesday
day.
Morning. It's a weird thing, but I wonder, here I am with my attitude.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy for kids to go out and test themselves against the world.
I think so too. I really do.
So on one hand, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I also, somewhere in the back of my mind, wonder if my daughters are like, we like it here. I'll probably be like, I like it here too. Let's just stay. Let's stay like this.
Well, once you don't have to change anybody's diaper or pick out anybody's clothes and they've got a job and they're out in their, okay, we all live together.
Yeah, well.
I feel like I have a very limited number of years where it's going to be the four of us because things are going to change.
They will.
And I'm actually dreading that time. I really like what we have right now and our dinners.
You're
at
holding
night
on to it.
I am.
So you
that's
won't
wrong, I guess.
Ask. Well, I don't know if it's right or wrong. According to, in Spain, clearly that is the overwhelming opinion of most of the parents is you don't need to leave. Stay.
Yeah, clearly. Although, it sounds like it's enough of a problem that the government's trying to step in.
Well, because they need people to go out and earn. If they're not inspired to go out and earn and take chances out there in the real world, then what's going to happen to the old people who now need young people to pay taxes?
Yeah. Good call.
These governments are sitting there going, oh, jeez, these parents.
They've got a bunch of mama's boys at their house.
They're screwing up our whole system here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that goes, but I do think I'll tell you one thing that I have my own bias. I will swat my own hand.
Yeah.
I feel like I would treat a son differently than I would treat a daughter.
I think that's true.
And I think it's rotten of me to feel like that, but I feel like if I had a son and a daughter, I'd probably be with the son. Get out. Mm. And with the daughter, I'd be like, I like you here. You're safer here. It's pathetic. But that's my deep, dark inside
human.
Voice.
Absolutely.
Yikes.
I hear that.
It's fall, everyone. We just talked about that.
Yeah, I love fall.
Let me
fall's
look at a
lovely.
Watch here. Oh, okay.
Need a little clock in there?
Google Trends looked at some. I got clocks everywhere. Right. I just got to make them light up.
Yeah.
Google Trends looked at some top autumn activities Americans are Googling right now. And here's the fun stuff to do. Fall rock painting ideas. What?
Fall rock painting.
Meaning things to paint on decorative rocks. Google searches for it are up 350% in
People
the past
are
week.
Painting rocks. Even on Instagram, I'm seeing just like so many painted rocks.
Oh. Someone gave my kids, I told you I did this with my youngest daughter, I don't know, 2 weeks, three weeks ago. They gave her a box and it actually had rocks in it, which is super weird because rocks are everywhere.
Yeah, what you want are cleaned, prepped rocks.
Well, they were. Clean and prep rocks with some paint and some brushes.
Nice.
Well, it's nice, except a 3-year-old, dips the brush into all the colors, and every color ends up being dark green or brown or however you want to identify that.
Plus, she stole your rock. I mean,
she
that
did.
Had to hurt. Yeah. Yours was coming out pretty.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I'd painted it white so that all the bright colors were going to pop.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that pretty?
It is.
So we're looking at a picture of a rock. It has the black silhouette of a tree on it and then little autumn leaves. And now I've got an old-fashioned looking truck with a huge pumpkin in the back and it says fall. owl on it.
That's a truck from Half Moon Bay right there.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Send me that. I need to paint that.
Oh, just look it up on Google.
Fall rock painting ideas are a big thing for the fall. Corn maze near me is another one. We've got a corn maze near us, and we've done that, and it's pretty fun.
Is it the one that's right on Route 1? Because we've stopped at that one a few times.
Yeah, Rodoni Farms has a corn maze right there in Santa Cruz.
Isn't that
actually
pretty?
Just north of town is where they're at. Easy pumpkin carving.
Oh.
Apple picking near me. Haunted hayride near me.
Oh, haunted hayride.
And
goodness.
Fall color map. And that shows where leaves change. A nice place where you can go see all the colors of fall.
Hmm. The 14th is,
there's
the,
some ideas
is the primo
for you,
day in Vermont, you guys. Everybody go to Vermont.
What?
What?
Today's the day.
Today is the primo day.
13th, the second weekend of, or the second week of October is the day for foliage in Vermont.
What?
Just in case you were wondering, in case you're wondering.
So you get out there and watch the leaves fall?
You is just, what... it's just you drive around and you go, oh my God, I can't believe how beautiful. Oh, look at that. Oh, the yellow leaves on the birch trees. Oh!
Do we have that anywhere in the Bay Area where we can go and check out the
No, the leaves, change a little bit. But
yeah, of course. Yeah.
But they don't change like
trees. I live by a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of coniferous trees, though.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things that you guys had to say. El Hombre here.
Oh, hey, El Hombre.
My boy.
From The Secret Show.
Yeah. Libra is how you say pound in Spanish, and it's Latin.
Oh. So, Libra is pound in Latin. Funny, huh?
We had a fast fact earlier.
We did. Where LBs come from. Mm-hmm. Libra.
William Shatner. Come on, guys. Remember when his wife mysteriously died?
It wasn't
the 911 call. My wife is in the pool. My wife is in the pool. Everybody found that pretty suspicious.
No, she was an alcoholic and she fell in the pool and he came home and found her in the pool. I don't doubt that. Is that a thing that people are running around thinking he killed his wife?
I didn't think that.
Let's look it up.
That guy sounded genuinely distraught.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I remember feeling like a lump in my throat listening to him on the phone with 911.
Is he in space now?
If he did go to space, he's already back.
Maybe we'll
check in. Let's do a check in at the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
Find out what happened.
Gotta love America. Rocket rides, achieving nothing, and people not able to feed or house themselves. Listen, I understand we have a serious homeless problem, but even if Bezos stood there and told everyone to line up for your, what amount do you want? $10,000? Here's your free $10,000. You think that's going to solve the problem?
No.
Because it won't. Trust me. There is a serious drug problem in this country, and that's one of the reasons. Look, it's not solvable by giving people money.
No.
So that's why they don't. They just entered the rocket, says 510.
William Shatner's space flight. They're up.
They're up.
Yeah. Looks like they're on the way down, actually.
Oh, it actually does. Well, it only takes, 11 minutes or something?
Mm-hmm. The last time.
Yeah. They just hit their apogee, it said, when it went away. We'll have an update.
Someone
said something about a pudgy. We must be watching somebody's live take on this flight. Somebody
a pudgy?
I don't have a pudgy, but I don't think that Mission Control puts that up there.
Pressing the nose to the glass and hoping nothing looks back is a reference to an early Twilight Zone episode that Shatner did in like 1958.
Oh, wow.
So that's what that comment was about.
Oh, I did not pick up on that.
Oh. Woke up at 4:30 and can't go back to sleep, but I'm up now and can listen to The Lost 30 live.
All right.
Wow.
Morning, Alice family.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's a neat feeling knowing that people check in and
yeah,
there we are.
Hi, we're here.
I just got a new iPhone and they give you 3 months of free Apple TV when you get your new phone.
Oh, who knew?
They do? I'm trying to get you addicted because it's great.
Well, there's
some good shows on there.
I'm going to start the morning show someday.
I know. Me and John just said we were like, we should watch that. What else is on?
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We shall discuss the Smash Mouth sitch and herpes after these.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.